Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio as our Drake Relays coverage is coming to a close. We're here with Pella's dynamic distance duo, if you want to call it that, Kanan Dunham and Marissa Farabee, coming off of the 1500 and 1600. Kanan, first of all, just got done. Obviously, that field has gotten so competitive. Your thoughts about another really good race today and getting to see this field one more time between now and state?
I just love being here, being able to compete against these guys that I'm like never able to race against. It's a great feeling. Even being able to race against Caleb and Quentin, just awesome. Great guys, great to even be around them afterwards too. It's great to be able to run fast at Drake at the Blue Oval. It's just like it's magical here. Like the crowd is awesome. Being able to race with awesome guys that are the best around the entire state. It's just a great feeling and great to be a part of it.
Well, Marissa, when you and I had our sit down in January, obviously we had a very different vision for the Drake Relays, but you said you have to take reality for what it is and you have to be where you are, and it feels like today feeling a lot better with your race here in the 1500. What's it like just making progress knowing that you've got bigger goals still ahead of you?
Yeah, I think it's a big mindset shift from Thursday to today. And then proud of that, I think I can view both races as success. And, you know, the season's not done. We have 4 more weeks, and then end that into June. So my work's not done here. I think give me a couple more weeks, and I'll be where I want to be. And there's another stepping stone in that. And getting to race people always makes you better because end of the day, when you go to college, you're not going to have, you know, those blowout wins like we're used to at this point. It's going to be racing the good people, and I think that's something I can work on right now.
Well, and Kanan, this wraps up the boys' weekend, and obviously a lot of guys had a chance to be up here at the Blue Oval, knowing that the goal is really big for the team. How important do you think this weekend is in shaping the next 4 weeks, getting ready for that run towards state?
I think it's just like it gives us the opportunity to race these people and to race in this environment. That's something that we're going to have to get used to for the next 4 weeks. Just being able to be prepared. Just like pre-meet warming up everything, getting that all timed out is awesome, and just a great experience to be here. Everyone here, that we had a lot of people from Pella qualify, and it's awesome to be able to share this moment with them, and I'm excited to share it with them again in 4 weeks.
Well, and Marissa, this was a little bit more of a lonely experience for you last year in the sense of not as many girls, but this year so many more girls that got a chance to be up here at the Blue Oval. How important do you think that experience is with a crowd like this? I know you do Jim Duncan, but just mentally, how do you think that's going to help some of these freshmen and sophomores who are new to this get ready for what you guys want to do and go win a championship in 4 weeks?
Yeah, we had a ton of freshmen up here today, and I think you could see a little bit of their inexperience showing, but I know State will be back and ready, and even like our 4x4 is racing in the finals, and you know, honestly, you could say way more competitive than state will be, and oftentimes our luck comes down that the 4x4 is the race that matters the most at state. So I just think getting this experience with a young team and a really talented young team and to achieve what we want to do in, you know, 4 weeks, we're going to need this experience. I think we're going to get that this weekend.
Well, awesome. Kanan Dunham and Marissa Farabee placing in the top 10 today in their respective distance races. Go get some rest, the two of you, and then look forward to seeing you here soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.